Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Drowning Woman, authored by Robin Harding, readers are thrust into a gripping psychological thriller that weaves together themes of mystery, betrayal, and the unyielding strength of maternal love. Set against a backdrop that oscillates between the idyllic and the sinister, the novel follows the journey of a woman whose life is upended by a sudden and inexplicable tragedy. Harding's narrative is rich with suspense, meticulously crafted characters, and a plot that unfurls with each page, revealing secrets that challenge our perceptions of truth and morality. The Drowning Woman is not just a story about the darker facets of humanity. It is also a poignant exploration of resilience and the lengths to which a person will go to protect their loved ones. With its blend of emotional depth and thrilling twists, this book promises to hold readers captive from the first page to the last. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the complexity of maternal bonds, one of the central themes of The Drowning Woman, is the exploration of the complexities inherent in maternal relationships. The book delves deep into the nuances of motherhood, examining both its light and dark sides. It portrays how the protagonist's overwhelming love for her child drives the narrative, pushing boundaries and challenging moral codes. The storyline navigates through the sacrifices, unspoken fears, and boundless love that define motherhood, revealing the inner turmoil and resilience that comes with the role. Harding crafts a compelling narrative that demonstrates how maternal bonds can compel actions that are as unexpected as they are profound, painting a multifaceted picture of what it means to be a mother in a world rife with uncertainties. Secondly, the impact of tragedy on personal identity in The Drowning Woman. The sudden tragedy that upends the protagonist's life serves as a crucial turning point, initiating a profound exploration of personal identity. The event acts as a catalyst for change, forcing the protagonist to confront her inner demons and question her own morality. Harding skillfully portrays how tragedy can dismantle one's sense of self, pushing individuals to the brink of what they thought were their limitations. The narrative is a deep dive into how personal crises can redefine an individual, highlighting the struggle between holding on to the past and forging a new identity. Through its intricate portrayal of emotional turmoil, the book sheds light on the transformative power of adversity. Thirdly, The Thin Line Between Reality and Perception, Robin Harding's The Drowning Woman, masterfully blurs the lines between reality and perception, inviting readers to question the very nature of truth. Through a series of unexpected twists and turns, the narrative challenges preconceived notions about what is real and what is merely a figment of the protagonist's imagination. This theme is intricately woven into the fabric of the story, presenting a labyrinth of psychological intrigue that readers must navigate alongside the characters. Harding employs a sophisticated narrative structure that keeps the audience guessing, highlighting the elusive nature of truth and the ease with which it can be manipulated. This aspect of the book is a compelling commentary on the human capacity for self-deception and the subjective nature of reality. Fourthly, the dynamics of betrayal and trust. Trust and betrayal lie at the heart of The Drowning Woman, intricately linked to the unfolding of the plot and the development of characters. Robin Harding delves into the complexities of relationships, demonstrating how betrayal can emerge from the most unexpected places, shattering trust and altering lives forever. The novel explores the fragile nature of trust, emphasizing its significance in the fabric of human relationships. Through the experiences of the protagonist, readers experience the devastation wrought by betrayal and the challenging journey towards rebuilding trust. The narrative serves as a poignant reminder of the delicate balance between doubt and belief, and the enduring impact of treachery on the human spirit. Lastly, the search for redemption. At its core, The Drowning Woman is also a story about the quest for redemption. The narrative follows the protagonist's arduous journey through guilt, grief, and moral dilemmas towards a semblance of redemption. Harding portrays redemption as a multifaceted process, involving self-discovery, acceptance, and the courage to confront one's past. The quest is depicted as both a personal battle and a universal struggle, resonating with anyone who has ever sought forgiveness or striven to make amends. Through this theme, the novel examines the complexity of human emotions and the possibilities for transformation and healing, even in the face of overwhelming odds. This exploration adds a profound depth to the thriller, making it a riveting and emotionally charged read. In conclusion, Robin Harding's The Drowning Woman is a must-read for anyone who appreciates a well-crafted psychological thriller that does not shy away from delving deep into the complexities of the human psyche. It is particularly suited for readers fascinated by the dynamics of family relationships, the impact of tragedy on personal identity, and the philosophical questions surrounding truth and perception. Through its exploration of themes such as maternal bonds, betrayal, and redemption, the novel offers valuable insights into the resilience of the human spirit and the power of love to overcome adversity. Harding's masterful storytelling ensures a gripping and thought-productive experience, making The Drowning Woman a poignant reminder of the challenges and triumphs that define the human condition. This book has the potential to profoundly impact one's life by providing a deeper understanding of the intricacies of human emotions and relationships, inspiring readers to reflect on their own perceptions of reality and the significance of forgiveness and healing in their lives. If you would like to support Robin Harding, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.